heroes, there would be a third and subtler option, which she would push them toward. But she could not comprehend the kind of murderous obsession driving the Limper. She would leave opportunities and openings. She would give second chances when the only workable choice would be to go for the throat. It was a night when hell was in session. No one rested. The Limper hid so deeply in his defenses, he could do nothing to stay the harassment. The pace of the attacks increased as dawn neared, as though the White Rose wanted them to know she could make their day more horrible than had been their night. The army was half gone when the sun rose. The Tree God had won the first round. His creatures refused a second round by day. The mantis cleared the sky. The wind whale floated miles up and miles to the south. The Limper collected his ragtag horde and began marching toward his next conquest. The time of easy killing was over. Now those who stood in the Limper's path were warned of his coming. Always that monster out of the plane of fear hung overhead, a sword of doom ready to fall at the slightest lapse in attention. The White Rose made no mistakes. Whenever the Limper launched an attack, the mantis came fast and hard, trying to force him to cower inside his spells of protection. He fought back, brought a few down. Increasingly, he held back in hopes the wind whale would stray too close. He looked for new weapons in the ruins of his conquests. The White Rose made no mistakes. Not once. But the maniacal determination of the Limper kept his army moving, gaining on his quarry. Till he gained his revenge, even the enmity of the Tree God was just an annoyance. The whine of a mosquito. But after the kill? Oh, after the kill. Chapter 23. Smed said, "There's something wrong."
"I'm beginning to get your drift," Tully said. "You think there's something wrong?"
Smedz had said so 5 times.
"So does Timmy."
Timmy had agreed with Smedz 3 or 4 times.
"They're right,"
Fish said, venturing an opinion for the first time. "There should be more industry. Carts on the road, hunters and trappers. They were out of the great forest, but had not yet reached cultivated country. In these parts, the tide of civilization was on the ebb."
"Look there,"
Timmy said. He pointed, winced. His hand still hurt him. A burnt-out cottage lay a little off the road. Smedz recalled pigs and sheep and wisecracks about the smell when they had been headed north. There was no smell now. Fish lengthened his stride, going to investigate. Smedz kept up with him. It was grisly, though the disaster lay far enough in the past that the sight was no longer as gruesome as it had been. The bones bothered Smedz the most. There were thousands scattered, broken, gnawed, mixed,